I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And we are now in the midst as we're...
Well, this is Cinema Classics, first of all.
Well, it is, but that. See my...
I want you to stay at least... at least 4 feet away from me.
Yeah, boy.
And as much as 10 feet.
I know. And that's in normal times.
Stuff is shutting down because of this coronavirus.
I know.
Italy, the whole country.
I got it. I got it. So what about movies? Do you think they were on top of this years ago?
Yes, of course. We can certainly go back to 1971 to the Andromeda Strain, based on Michael Crichton.
I got a better one than that.
Yeah, what's up?
1957.
Oh, see, you are going farther back. What is it?
The Seventh Seal.
I was going to say the Seventh Seal. I got the Seventh Seal on my list. Bubonic Plague.
You've got the unforgettable image of our Max von Sydow, who recently died.
Pour one out for Max von Sydow.
Playing chess with death.
Yeah.
Against a black background by the sea.
Right. Yeah. But the Seventh Seal. Yeah. Really philosophical.
Perhaps the classiest of all the movies.
Right. And probably not really a virus movie. But, I got it. It's on my list, too. I hear you.
This one sounds just like what we're talking about. Outbreak.
Dustin Hoffman versus viral monkey movie.
I know. The monkey brought this disease.
Post Hoffman's Rain Man triumph with Morgan Freeman and Rene Russo, and it's this monkey, this virus.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a great movie.
No, but a great director, Wolfgang Petersen.
Oh, yeah.
Remember he did Das Boot? How about some new stuff?
Well, I guess you could consider any zombie movie a virus movie. However, World War Z with Brad Pitt tackles the zombie apocalypse as though it was a viral outbreak. In a very sort of clinical way, you kind of see how the world responds to this vast spread of the zombie virus.
That was 2013.
And I know what you're going to say next.
10 years before that, one of my absolute faves, 28 Days Later.
You're going to say that. Yeah, got that one
Danny
too.
Danny Boyle.
You know what? I actually like 28 Weeks Later better.
Oh, okay.
The sequel.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty
You're right.
Intense ride.
Yeah, that's good. It's an incurable virus.
They call it a rage virus. It's kind of like zombies, but they're not dead. They grab a hold of you. They shake your liver loose, and they vomit in your face. And that's it. They don't seem to really do anything other than spread the rage.
True. One that maybe our audience has heard of.
Yeah.
2017, It Comes at Night.
Mm-hmm.
The family is holed up against this virus, okay? And they've got, like, their cabin out and blah, blah, and so on. And there, another family comes knocking on the door. So you have a double problem.
Yeah.
The virus that's out there and the family that needs help. I think it's in it.
How about 12 Monkeys?
Oh, yeah.
Terry Gilliam.
Yeah. That's
Bruce Willis. He plays this sort of whack job, insane guy.
2016. Satirical. Cabin Fever.
The Eli Roth movie.
You got five students.
Yeah. Flesh-eating virus.
Right. It's kind of jokey.
Yeah. Well, it's Eli Roth in sort of a Sam Raimi mode, you know, kind of an Evil Dead type of thing.
Good one, yeah. Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, see, I was not counting.
I know you wouldn't. See, I know that.
Every zombie movie.
How about the Planet of the Apes stuff?
I saw that. I mean, I don't know. You know, that seems like a new imposition, a more recent imposition on what that is. To me, that's just really a sort of mind blower about if evolution goes a different way, or, you know, if we screw things up, how things might evolve.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not strictly about a virus.
Right.
Even though it's something that has invaded their brain.
I got a 1-2-3 punch for you. The Last Man on Earth, The Omega Man, and I Am Legend. All versions of the same story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I remember most The Omega Man with Charlton Heston.
Something's invading my brain. I thought we were done.
Yeah, we were.
3 minutes
we
ago.
Were.
But
we were.
Suddenly
were.
You're bringing me a 1-2-3 punch.
This is a contagious idea.
Now you're
I can't stop.
Now you're bringing in a boxing movie. I don't know. I can't.
A boxing movie.
1-2-3 punch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, anyway.
1-2-3 punch of Contagion movies.
Well, anyway, on a more serious note.
Wait, did we talk about Contagion? Did you say that?
I'm
right?
Not sure.
I think
CDC.
We might have missed it.
No, get out. We got it right here.
It's
for
right
those who are watching on our video.
Yeah,
I got it. It's not quite clear enough, but.
Right, I don't even know who this is.
Well, that's Marianne Cotillard.
Oh, is it?
I had to have her on here. But anyway, very good. That's 2011.
Yeah.
And you've got the CDC involved.
Probably the most realistic like this taking over the planet.
Okay. I've got to go home and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And try to forget.
Wash your hands.
Right. And forget about it. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.